Alderman JP Smith, a quick one. Is street racing a big problem in Cape Town, JP?
Kino, yes, sorry about the bad line
No
earlier.
Problem. No problem.
Yes, indeed. I mean, on that same weekend, we had a guy racing out of the city at over 200 kilometers an hour, drunk, took an extended chase for the officers to stop him. And whilst they were chasing him, he and the passenger switched seats during that high-speed chase. He was drunk, and they were both arrested for defeating the ends of justice. And the driver, original driver, was also charged for drunk driving and otherwise. But it's an insane situation. During some of these drag racing operations, we find people who are under the influence of narcotics and alcohol. So during those high-speed activities, you then have the added aggravation of impaired capabilities. So yes, it is a serious problem, and that's precisely why we need to pursue the installing of the dash cams and otherwise, so that when we get to court, we're able to effectively get convictions against people. Otherwise, you face the situation where when you get to court, the person simply denies that he or she was involved in drag racing. I've sat through some of those court proceedings, and very frustrating. So that's precisely why we need the dash cams and other equipment in these vehicles so we can effectively prosecute individuals.
Indeed. Alderman JP Smith, thank you very much for your input there. Maker member for Safety and Security, City of Cape Town. So you decide to drive home drunk and speed and dice. You decide to maybe make the N1 your F1 racetrack. And then something goes wrong and you get hurt. Very badly hurt. Hold on. Mario, can you find some tears? Oh, no, I can't. Can't find them. Oops. I've lost my tears. Anyway, coming up after...